Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper Jay, and today we will be talking about the Pascagoula Elephant Men.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
Pascagoula is a city of about 22,000 people in the southeastern corner of Mississippi. It is named after the indigenous people who inhabited the area before it was colonized by the French. It is also the name of an 80-mile river that flows through the city on its way to the Gulf of Mexico. It is near this city and on this river that the Pascagoula Elephant Men were spotted, and their legend was born. Alternatively known as the Pascagoula Humanoids or the Pascagoula River Aliens, the Pascagoula Elephant Men are reported to stand about 5 feet tall and have wrinkly, elephant-like skin that is metallic gray in color. They are said to have no necks, and their bullet-shaped heads contain 3 carrot-type cones protruding from them. Whether these are horns, ears, antenna, or something completely different is unknown, but the heads do have slits where the eyes, nose, and mouth of a human would be. The legs of the creatures seem to be fused together, forming one column-like structure at their base that ends in elephant-like feet, which is fine because they seem to float or levitate instead of walking. The movement of the beings has been described as being robotic, with most of the motion coming from their arms, which are long and gangly, with lobster-like claws on the ends. The only sounds they make are reportedly buzzing sounds. The Pascagoula Elephant Men are believed to be extraterrestrial, for reasons that will be made clear in a few minutes. So because of this, their mythology remains a mystery. Aside from their appearance, all that is known is that they are said to travel in an oblong craft that is covered in bright blue lights, and that they abduct humans. So, typical alien stuff. There's only one reported sighting of the Pascagoula Elephant Men. It was on Thursday, October 11th, 1973. Two friends and co-workers at the Wagner Shipyard, 42-year-old Charles Hickson and 19-year-old Calvin Parker Jr., decided to go fishing in the Pascagoula River near Gautier, Mississippi. They set up shop on a pier on the west bank of the river and cast their lines into the water. They weren't waiting for long before they got a huge bite. The two men saw a blue orb in the sky above the water. As it approached them, they could make out that it was an oval-shaped object covered in bright blue lights between 30 and 40 feet long and between 8 and 10 feet tall. At one point, it hovered above the water about 100 feet away from them and slowly crept closer. Suddenly, Hickson and Parker heard a hissing or a zipping sound come from the craft, and a door opened from the side. It was out of this door that 3 Pascagoula Elephant Men came. The men were paralyzed with fear, or maybe it was something else that paralyzed them. The creatures approached them, made some buzzing sounds, and grabbed them with their crab-like pincers. The men were, in their own words, conscious but paralyzed. Unable to resist, as the beings floated over to the spaceship, their prisoners in tow, and took them aboard. Inside the craft, they claimed they were scanned by a football-sized eyeball. At this point, both men said that they blacked out and came to back on the ground, with the orb and its occupants nowhere to be found. The experience, coupled with the missing time, led Hickson and Parker to believe that they had been examined by the aliens before being released. After the men took a couple of shots of whiskey in their car to calm down, they reported the incident to Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi, who in turn sent them to their local police. So, they reported it to the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, who took the report and even tried to determine if the men were making their story up by leaving them alone in a recorded interrogation room. The men passed that test. Not so much as a wink or a nudge occurred between them that could cast doubt on their tale. The men stuck to their story of alien abduction and would continue to stick to it for the rest of their lives. Although both men claimed to have been unconscious when the bulk of the onboard alien encounter took place, later on, in 2018, Parker would elaborate on the event. He claimed that, once aboard the craft, a small object flew around his head, making clicking noises, as if it was taking photos. He also told of a fourth creature that appeared to be a female of the species that inserted a finger down his throat until he gagged. Sensing his apprehension, The female communicated through telepathy that he and Hickson would be fine and would not be harmed by her or her companions. That's a lot to be remembered by someone who initially said he was blacked out. So, what could the Pascagoula Elephant Men actually be? Well, the most obvious explanation is that it's a hoax. Just something made up by Charles Hickson and Calvin Parker Jr. in order to cash in on the early 70s UFO craze. And there is evidence to suggest that everything was fabricated. Famous UFO skeptic Philip J. Klass noted discrepancies in Hickson's original story and came to the conclusion that the story was a hoax when Hickson refused to take a polygraph test to clarify some of the details of his account. Fellow famous skeptic Joan Nickel also expressed doubt in the story, noting that Hickson's behavior was questionable and adding that the man's story changed over time. Nickel put forward his own theory. He claimed that Hickson and Parker most likely experienced a shared hallucination. He believed that Hickson may have fantasized the encounter during a hypnagogic waking dream state, and Parker either had the same hallucination or was susceptible to suggestibility since he had blacked out and was unconscious for the bulk of the event. And the final theory is, of course, that Hickson and Parker were spot on, that they had an alien encounter, which, in this world, stranger things have happened. Since the encounter, Hickson has told his story to anyone who was interested. Television shows, magazines, newspapers, UFO conventions. He was even on an episode of the game show To Tell the Truth, in which panelists try to guess which contestant is the actual participant in a tall tale or an unbelievable event. He also wrote and self-published a book about his experience called UFO Contact at Pascagoula in 1983. In 1993, he formed a media production company called UFO Investigations that, well, produced media about UFO investigations and abductions. This self-promotion continued up until his death from a heart attack in September of 2011 at the age of 80. Parker mostly laid low until the 2010s, when he seemed to pick up the mantle dropped by Hickson and began giving interviews himself. In addition to telling his story to anyone who would listen, Parker wrote and published a pair of books about his experiences, Pascagoula, The Closest Encounter, My Story in 2018, and Pascagoula, The Story Continues, New Evidence and New Witnesses in 2019. He passed away from kidney cancer in August of 2023 at the age of 68. As for the city itself, the Pascagoula Historical Society finally acknowledged the encounter in 2019 with a plaque at Lighthouse Park on the East Pascagoula River near the site of the encounter, complete with a detailed account of the event and an artist's illustration of the creatures. Calvin Parker Jr. and the family of Charles Hickson were both at the unveiling, where they probably got to tell the story publicly one more time. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi there. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. So pop on over there. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small.